All right, guys, I am back. I think I am going to play the Tower of Truth today, so let's just go ahead and do this here. So I'm going to exit here, and we're going back.
I should complete the Tower of Truth.
Yep. Let's go ahead and do that. It's not terribly difficult, especially now that I know how to solve it. But I may run into some issues initially, but let's see here. So, walking over here.
Dot.
Back in the palace. Speaking of which, where is the Almighty himself, huh? Why is he hiding from me? Come on. Show yourself, bud. So,
you are not ready to enter here.
Alright, that's not the right one. Yeah, that's always been my problem with religion. But that's a whole different subject entirely that I will not get into on here. So let's go over here.
Tower of Truth.
Now, what you have when you first walk in are a whole bunch of teleporters. A lot of them are going to take you back to the beginning. They are not what you want. The one that you want is somewhere to the east and south of the door. It's a little tricky to find, so let's see if I can do it.
Tower of Truth.
Nope, not that one. Now I think.
Tower of Truth.
Nope.
Tower of Truth.
If I can find it.
Tower of Truth. Tower of Truth.
Aha. Now, let's go ahead and head north. Because there's a switch that you have to flip. Flip it. So actually, a correction. It's east and north.
Use it. Run away.
But you should be able to find it fairly easily. So now I'm going to step back on here. And,
Tower of Truth, F2.
This brings me to a stairwell, which then takes me to an east-west hallway. Now, what you want to do is head west. And obviously, you realize that by listening to this, you are getting all of the answers to all of the puzzles. So, don't complain. There are two switches. I'm going to flip the second one, and then I'm going to head back east, because what's going to happen is the teleporter at the eastern end of this hallway should take me to the next area where I'm supposed to go. If you get the order of the switches wrong, you will be taken back, I believe, to the door that leads back out. So it's a little puzzle. There we go. Alright, so let's go over here.
Answer me this. Ross, who is most important to you? Myself.
So we have trivia. It's trivia time, obviously. This is the Tower of Truth.
Kelly, Gabriel, Shauna, myself, Shauna.
Well, I think if you think about this for a while, you'll realize that it's his girlfriend. So I answered that correctly. Let's head east.
Run. Answer me this. Ross, do you truly love your father?
No, not really.
Not in a million years. I truly love my father. No idea. Loves a tricky... No, not... No idea. Loves a tricky thing, isn't it? I truly love my father.
If you get these wrong, you are sent back to the beginning. Yep, so I answered that one correctly.
Answer me this. Ross, would you trade in your life for Cruel Claw to live again in a heartbeat? Not in a million years. None of your business. No. I don't think he would want to come back. He sounds happy here. In a heartbeat. No. I don't think he would want to come back. He sounds happy here.
Alright, let's do that one. Heading off to the east again.
A shadow.
Go away, I don't care. All right. It looks like trivia time is over.
Tower of Truth, F3.
Let's go here. Yeah, so this area I actually enjoy quite a lot. This is well done in my view. So this is good. Let's keep going here. There should be an exit on the northern wall here. Let's see if I can find it. Yeah, my battery's going dead. Let me fix that. Let's see. There we go.
Charging battery. 12%.
Right. This is where we're supposed to go. Whoops. Hold on. I am walking around the edges of this room. All right. So this is rather easy, thankfully, compared to the last two. I don't care. Oh, come on. Really? A dead end? Aha. There was a little passageway. A little... That's another dead end. That's great. Aaron Baker. Wait. Oh. Okay, so basically this is a... this lets you go north, south, east, or west. The way you want to go, I just remembered, is west. So let's go ahead and do that here. And then we get to some little twists and turns, some little zigzags. So yeah, when you get to the crossroads, you want to go west. So I'm just going through here. Do-do-do-do-do. We're really easy. And soon here, we should be coming up to the stairs. Except... we have one more trivia test.
Hey, I need to ask you a few questions.
What if I don't want to answer them? Can I not answer them?
Am I a complete and total stranger to you? Yes. No. Yes.
Yes, but I happen to know that if I choose that, I'll get zapped back to the start, and I really don't want to do that, so...
No.
No?
Do you love me? Yes. No.
I have no idea who you are, but...
Yes.
The correct answer is yes.
What is the absolute of minus 4? 4. Minus 4.
And there's that.
Is the answer to life, the universe, and everything 42? Yes.
Yes.
Tower of Truth, F4.
Alright, so here we go.
Ross found a galactic dust.
Let's go ahead and get that.
Saving game. Game.
Save the game, and here we go.
A voice spoke, seeming to come from everywhere around me. Do you love your friends? Yes, I love my friends, I said. Prove what you have said to be truthful. If so, all of your friends should be well cared for. Let us discover the truth. How well can Kelly match up against Ross?
So basically, everyone fights Ross.
Select use God's anger.
So let's go ahead and do this.
Diabolical thought.
Yeah.
Kelly casts the decent God's anger, dealing 12 damage.
Whoops.
Ross attacks Kelly, dealing 21 damage. Select 97. Use can't God.
God's anger.
Kelly casts a
God's anger.
62.
Fortunately.
God's anger.
Fortunately, Ross is rather weak. So this shouldn't be a problem.
God's anger.
Kelly. So 34.
God's anger.
Kelly.
God's anger.
Select.
God's anger.
Ross defeated. Kelly has gained 2,000 exp. Kelly has strength. Cecil strength. Cecil can now use the Dragon Strike Scroll Lunar Cannon. Shot strength. How well can Cecil match up against Ross? Select your roll.
Alright, so
Lunar Cannon base power 35.
I'm going to try to preview this. I'm gonna hit Shift Enter.
Select a cancel.
Okay.
Lunar Cannon.
Lunar Cannon!
Cecil casts a perfect Lunar Cannon, dealing 45 damage.
Oh, hi, Philip.
Ross attacks Cecil, dealing 9 damage.
Hi, Philip.
Use a Dragon Strikes, defend. Use it, so cancel.
The guy who abandoned Perilous Hearts.
Lunar Cannon.
Which still makes me very angry and very sad.
Lunar Cecil
Oops.
Casts a failed Lunar Cannon, dealing 12 damage.
Whoops.
Ross attacks Cecil, dealing 9 damage.
And I should probably get a pop filter, shouldn't I?
83%.
Because my peas are kind of popping. Oh well.
Lunar Cannon!
Cecil casts a perfect Lunar Cannon, dealing 48 damage. Ross attacks Cecil, dealing 9 damage. Select 103 of 69. Use a Lunar Cannon.
Lunar Cannon! Lunar Cannon! Lunar Cannon!
Select your 25%.
Lunar Cannon!
Ross,
Lunar Cannon!
See, Ross defeat. Cecil strength. Cecil has. How well can Gabriel match up against Ross?
Oh, this is gonna be fun.
100. Use. Heaven's winds. Base power 30.
Yeah. Heaven's winds.
Gabriel casts a perfect Heaven's winds, dealing 15 damage. Ross attacks Gabriel, dealing 14 damage. 96%. Use.
Yeah. Heaven's winds.
Gabriel Ross.
Yeah. Heaven's winds.
So you.
Yeah. Heaven's winds.
So this fight is very, very boring.
Yeah. Heavens wins!
And for some reason, everyone has to team up and defeat Ross for some reason.
Yeah!
I have no idea why.
Heavens wins! Yeah!
Let's just do this, huh?
Heavens wins! Yeah! Heavens wins! Yeah! Heavens wins!
57.
Come on.
Heavens wins! Yeah! Heavens wins! Yeah! Heavens wins! Yeah! Heavens wins! Yeah! Heavens wins!
Russell 32.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Russell you.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
So
yeah! Heavens wins! Yeah! Heavens wins!
Russell you can't have.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Russell you.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Russell you.
Yeah! Heavens wins!
Ross defeated.
Alright.
Gabriel can now use the Dragon Strike Scroll Avenging Spirit. How well can Shauna match up against Ross? So use.
Oh come on, that's not fair.
So can death in three easy steps.
Hey-ya! Death in three easy steps.
Shauna casts a perfect death in three easy steps, dealing 45 damage. Ross attacks Shauna, dealing 4 damage. So 87.
Hey-ya! Death in three easy steps.
Shauna, so you can die.
Hey-ya! Death in three easy steps.
Shauna, so you can die.
Hey-ya!
Me breathing into the microphone.
Death in three easy steps.
Shauna, so 48. You can die.
Yeah, she's destroying him.
Hey-ya!
You go, girl.
Death in three easy steps.
Shauna, Russell, you can die.
Hey-ya!
Does anyone else think that? Oops.
Russell.
Does anyone else think that it would have been? Does anyone else think that it would have been really cool if he had gotten these voice actors to also do the cutscenes?
You so can't death.
I do.
Hey-ya!
It'd be much better than having a text-to-speech voice read everything.
Death in three easy steps.
Ross attack.
And also, this game needs attack sounds for your spells when they cast, maybe even sounds for your spells when they fail or only work partially.
You so death.
Hey-ya!
All of which he could probably do, he just doesn't want. Oh, come on.
Select your move. 6% track view.
Oops.
Audacity. Paladin. Pals. Utes. Death.
Hey-ya!
Alright.
Select 110 of 1%. Utes. Death.
Hey-ya! In three easy steps.
Ross, Shauna has. Shauna, strength. Lucy, strength, Shauna has. How well can Lucy match up against Ross? Select, you, meteor.
Oh, she's gonna destroy him.
Hiya! Meteor Rush.
Lucy casts a perfect meteor rush, dealing 50 damage. Ross attacks Lucy, dealing 3 damage. So 86. You, me.
Hiya! Meteor Rush.
So, you,
hiya! Meteor Rush.
So, you,
hiya! Meteor Rush.
41.
Hiya!
Oh yeah. I can totally do this.
Meteor Rush. Hiya! Meteor Rush. Hiya! Meteor Rush.
Ross defeated. Lucy has.
All right.
Gabriel, Lucy has received 300 coins. Would you like to continue battling? You can continue with the game now, or you can keep battling for a fantastic prize. I'll stop here and continue with the storyline.
So, the fantastic prize is basically that if you do this for another 2 hours, which again I think is ridiculous, you will at some point get more gold, or a bunch of gold and a bunch of experience. I am not going to do that. It's not worth sitting here for 2 hours.
Let's get that prize.
So,
keep battling. I'll stop here and continue with the storyline.
So you've got...
Let's get that prize. Keep battling.
Let's get the prize. I am not going to do that.
I'll stop here and continue with the storyline.
Yeah, let's do that.
A bit unnerving, but I'll admit I wasn't as scared during that tower. Gosh, that final tower sure looks ominous. Well, one more tower. We can do this.
Yes, we can. Alright, so let's... I'm gonna go back and heal. And then I think what I'm going to do is attempt the, whoops, that's the wall. What I'm going to attempt to do is the final tower. Now, I don't exactly know how to do this one, and this one might take a while, but let's see here, because ideally I would like to have these done by the end of this recording. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't, maybe eventually I will split it up into two, but for right now I'm gonna try it. So let's go back over here to the hotel.
Head round this building and God knows why you'd want to.
I am not going to purgatory. Instead, I'm going in here.
Saving game. Game.
Alright, now. Let's see if I can do this. Do-do-do.
God's Palace.
And we are back in the home of the Almighty, who is hiding, for some reason. The reason that is not explained anywhere, for any reason. Nope. And yet you expect me to blindly believe? Sorry, that was an awful pun. That was a terrible pun. I'm sorry, that was awful. So,
Tower of Regret.
There we go. Tower of Regret. Now. Oh, this is going to be fun. So, let's follow these walls and see what happens. A servant of something. Turn the music up a little bit.
Run away, dark goblin.
A dark goblin? Yeah, no thanks. No thank you. No thanks. Nope. Go away, go away, be gone. Do, 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 do. As I walk through this ominously quiet room.
Run away, dark goblin.
Go away.
Sounds like someone's lost in the maze.
So we have...
I should help them before going up.
We have to find someone else. Here's where I get very angry because, well... I have no idea where this person is. Isn't that just great? It sounded like it came off to the right, so... Oh, actually, that wasn't too hard.
This area is one absolutely massive room, about 3 times the size of the lounges back on Paladin.
Of course.
The only bit that you need to worry about, though, is this small little maze, right here. I have been hearing someone bumping into walls in there.
Alright, well then why don't you go help them?
Sir?
Why don't you go help them, you idiot? Let's go in here and see what's going on in here. Walking through the passages. Actually, this is not really a maze, but that's okay.
This area is one absolutely map. The only I have been here.
Oh, come on, really? Oh, it loops around.
Run.
Alright, so it's not there. Anything else? Let's go in here.
What?
Don't care. All right. Oh boy. This already makes my head hurt.
What?
Ugh. Just walking around, trying to find what I can find. Do, 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 do. Nope, don't care. All right, so there's nothing there. Let's go in here. That's a dead end. See what's...
Run away, Lucy.
Oh, come on. Ugh! You've got to be kidding me. Where is... Do-do-do-do-do. Well, I don't know.
Sir, what?
Oh, please tell me.
I was going crazy all alone, lost in this maze, but now that you've found me, everything will be all right. It really helps to have a friend when you're in the dark like this.
Okay, where did you go? You just mysteriously vanished? Leaving me in here. You little... Leaving me all by myself in here to find my way out. You little... Alright. I hope I'm going the right way. Unless I'm lost in here, that would be fantastic, wouldn't it?
Sir? Tower of the Red Death 2.
Oh, good. Now, once again, we're just gonna keep walking here, following the walls. Do 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 do.
Regret incarnate has run.
Regret incarnate. And of course, there's someone else who's trapped. Because apparently, they're so stupid they can't figure out how to get out. All right, fine. Now. I believe I do know where this one is, because I was looking at old forum topics on audiogames.net for this game. 4-year-old, it's a, yeah, the topic is about 4 years old, and, when you do this, is you go about 75 steps north. I think I go east. Unless that's not how you do it. In which case... Well. In which case, it's another hunt for things type of game. No, of course not. Of course, it wouldn't be that easy.
Sir, slash roll dice.
What is this?
You are in Tower of Regret F2, servant of Satan. Run away.
Why is a servant of Satan in heaven? That just makes no sense whatsoever. So I think this guy is in the middle of the room. And, well, actually, I guess you don't know if they're male or female, because it doesn't really tell you, so... Could be any kind of person.
You are in Tower of Regret F2.
Hmm. I don't know. See, this is what I don't like. You have these large rooms with absolutely nothing in them. I'm gonna pause the recording real quick.
Audacity.
And look up something. So, a quick update. I
Paladin of the Sky icon.
Found a little passageway that you can get into by going east of the stairwell. Unless... Wait, what is this? Well, maybe... Let's see what's over here. Unless I'm just going in circles.
What?
Which I very well may be. So... just... This is beyond frustrating.
What?
This is ridiculous.
Sir.
Is this just another empty room? Try going this way. It's as good a plan as any. This is obnoxious. Obnoxious, I say. Here, let's go through here. Why not?
Regret. Lucy's.
Nothing, really? End. I don't know, let's go over here. It's as good a place as any. Clever. A dead end. Imagine that. Oh, once I'm done with these, it'll be so much better. Just getting past this crap. Now, I thought there was a little... well, maybe not.
What?
guess not. Wait. Aha! We're in a little zigzag here. Let's follow it.
I should have obeyed the Great One and not gone into this forbidden tower. Thanks for coming by to find me.
There we go. Alright, so now I gotta get out of here. Let's get out of here. If I can figure out how to get back out of here. That'll be fun. Okay. Let's see here. Do. Maybe I'm just going the wrong way. Let's,
Run away.
I believe it's back up this way.
Do.
Yeah, I think I am going to split this up into parts. So once I get back to where I'm supposed to be, back to the stairwell, I think I'm going to call this a day. But I'm keeping all this in here just so that you get an idea of how crazy and complicated some of these maps can be. So, there you go. Or not. Find the exit. Trying to find the way out. Because now I'm lost. Again, markers would be helpful.
Run. Tower of Regret F3.
Now, actually, you know what? Let's see. Really? Well, this is different. You know what? Maybe I won't. No. Actually, this is not that difficult. Let's see. Aha. This is not so bad. As I walk past the stairwell, I believe that that person and the item that we heard when we first got here, I believe that's who you have to find. So let's go down here. Oh, come on. Oh, you have to go through that gap. Okay, I get it.
run.
I think anyway, let's see. Aha. Aha.
Sir. Lucy found a save crystal. Dark. So dark. Are you a rat? Oh, you're here to guide me to safety.
Yep.
Run away.
Good, so that's taken care of. Now I gotta get my way back to the stairwell. Do 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 do. If I can figure out. Aha. I gotta come back over here. And there should be a way back through. Yep, there we go. There, now that wasn't too bad, was it? Oops, I think I... Oops.
Tower of Regret F4. Bag, items, die. Not, save crystal, 2, saving game. Games, I select.
Alright, let's see what this one's like here. We are on the 4th floor. See what's around here. Once again, we're in a pretty narrow hallway, so this should be relatively easy. Okay. Fairly straightforward. Except now I'm in a...
No food, no water, 4 days. I hope you brought me some.
Alright, there's that person. Now come on, this is getting boring. The stairs. Maybe they're over here. Actually, I think I'm almost done with this. Hopefully. Hopefully, because these maze maps are getting rather old. Come on. Come on. Wait, what's down here? Probably already been down here. Ah, well, we're in a network of passages, so I assume that means I'm going the right way. That was a dead end. Oh, here's another crossroads. Let's try going south. Let's see what's down here. We get a T junction. Let's go east first. There's a thing going north. Let's see what's down here. Either I'm going in circles or I'm going the right way. Oh, you've got to be kidding me. Fine, let's go north. No. Oh, that better not have looped around. That would not make me a happy camper. I think it did. Alright, let's go west then. Aha, yep.
Tower of Regret F3. Tower of Regret
F4. Oh, come on! That's just mean. I wanted to knock out these two towers. This is ridiculous. Come on. Come on. Find the stairwell. Isn't that just wonderful?
A new flood. Tower of Regret F5.
Now, I believe this one is the one where you go 75 steps north.
Tell.
20, 30, 40, 50. Now let's go east.
What?
Yeah, this gets old rather quickly. Come on. Do. I've said this a few times, but these rooms are... Oh, come on, really? Ugh.
You are in Tower of Regret F5.
Okay, let me pause the recording.
Audacity.
Okay, I've been exploring and I did find an item. Let's see where it's at. I can hear it very faintly. I think it's,
Lucy found a save crystal.
That was not quite what I wanted, but that's where that is.
Sir,
75 squares up and a long way east. Let me try this again here.
Audacity.
Alright, so after a lot of searching, I found this person.
When I died, people said I was in heaven. However, this seems more like the pits of hell.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you here to save me? Are you sent by the Great One?
Okay. Now I can leave. Good. Good, because I'm getting sick and tired of this. Oh, so it's relatively close to that item. Let's see here.
Lucy found a save.
Let's go ahead and keep that. That will come in handy later. Now, I need to find the stairs. I think the stairs are in the northwest corner. Hopefully. Hopefully. Oh, man. Yeah, this area is way too big. Oh, you have got to be kidding me. Where's the stairwell? Oh.
Tower of the Red F6.
Okay.
Saving game.
Please let me save. Please let me save. Where's the Galactic Dust? Come on.
Current. No. No. Tower.
Come on. Where is the damn thing?
Would you know? Would you like know?
Come on. Where is it? Come on. I don't want to have to come back here later and get it. Really? You'd think it'd be somewhere around here. You would think. You would think a lot of things about this game. Come on. I'll
Audacity.
Pause the recording. Okay, it's a little north and east of it.
Alright.
Now let's complete the final challenge here. This is ridiculous. Come on. Come on. I shouldn't have to walk ridiculously far, but I do. Come on.
You are in
Really, Aaron Baker? Really? Have to make this difficult, don't you?
You are in Tower of Regret F6.
Come on.
Hello. I've been walking forever. Hello.
Yeah, hello.
Isn't it about time for that voice to speak? I've got to confess, this is very anticlimactic.
Yeah.
Well, you're not showing up, so I'm leaving. Ross. Cruel Claw yelled with excitement. Ross. Stella yelped, just as enthusiastic as my father. You did it. They congratulated. Heck yeah. I yelled happily. We embraced for a long 5 seconds. Well, Ross. My father said. It's nice to see you again, but I've really got to hop on over to the Heaven Shop. I'll see you around, okay? Definitely. I said, still enthusiastic about leaving those trials behind me. I'm going to make dinner. Stella said. See you around.
Alright.
I should leave the palace.
Yeah, let's get out of here. Let's get out. Oh, because this place drives me crazy.
I should leave the palace.
That's what I'm trying to do. So that was stupid. I went through all that for nothing. If I can find the door, that would be fantastic. Here we go.
I'm going to go and explore heaven, okay? Kelly asked. Oh, can I come? Can I come? Gabriel begged. Sure. Cecil said. I'm going as well. I think I'm going to go and talk to St. Peter if that's all right with all of you. Lucy said. Sure. I said. They walked off in their various directions. Welp, just you and me. I said to Shauna. Yeah. She said, simply. We've done it. We've completed the trials. I said.
Indeed.
So, what next? I'm sure we'll find out soon. Shauna said. In the meantime, we should take some time to relax. This is heaven after all. We strolled casually around the vast city of gold. After some time, we wound up beside the river I saw as I entered. There was nobody around. A soft gust of wind caused Shauna's blonde hair to move slightly in the wind. My mind returned to the organ room. The creature had asked Shauna her goal. Shauna's answer had been, what was it? To love Ross with all of my heart. A goofy smile parted my lips into a smile. What are you thinking about? Shauna asked. Oh, me? I asked. Well, seeing as you were the only other person here. Shauna said. Oh, I was just thinking back to the organ room. I said. I've been thinking, throughout this whole journey, I think the thing I want most in my life is to be with you when this hell is over. When we no longer have to worry about humans trying to kill us. I love you, Shauna, I love you more than I can say. I moved toward her, my arms outstretched. She fell into my embrace. I could feel her heart beating against mine. I squeezed her tight in my embrace. I lifted my lips to hers, and we kissed. Perhaps it is simply that there is no time in heaven, but at this moment, time seemed to completely stop. I know it is a cliche, but it is the truth. That moment seemed to stretch out to an infinite length, yet it was still too short a time. After who knows how long, I withdrew from the kiss. We stood there for another moment, completely silent. We should head back to the hotel and find the others. I said eventually. Okay, then. She said. Audacity track.
Alright, I had to pause you guys, I'm sorry.
Paladin. Okay, then. She said. I smiled shyly. Thanks, Shauna. I said, blushing. You're welcome. She said.
Okay.
We arrived at the hotel a few minutes later. The rest of the gang were gathered there. Hey, you two, where have you been off to? Gabriel asked. We were just exploring like the rest of you. Shauna said.
Yeah.
Stella came by while you were gone. Kelly said. Oh, what did she want? I asked. Wants us to head over to her place for dinner. Kelly said. Okay, sounds fun. I said. Let's go. Heaven Hotel.
Alright, so I'm gonna save and I'm going to call this a day because
Lucy slept in the bed. Everyone with saving game. Game.
Alright, yeah, I'm going to end. I'm sorry this recording was so long, but probably the hardest part is over. So, I will be back. You guys take care.